So today we're diving into a topic that can hit close to home for a lot of us, especially as we stand before a huge major life change. I'm talking about the fear of leaving college unsatisfied with that unknown just waiting for us after graduation.
Hey, welcome to Be Yourself by Yourself, the place where embracing solo living becomes our new norm. I'm Jadalyn Franco, and if you've ever spent nights scrolling, wondering how to fill your days with joy by yourself, I might be with you. I used to think I needed others to make life more fulfilling, but I found a whole new perspective to enjoy living alone. Join me as we explore real stories, practical advice, and discover a community that gets it. Together, let's turn solo living into the highlight of our 20s. Are you ready?
Now, as a senior myself, I've spent lots of nights just wrestling around with all these thoughts. If I'll look back on these years and only remember tough times, like those late night study sessions, all the stress I've been through, like the semester where I once worked like three jobs at one time while being a student leader in two organizations, or just worrying if I made like the right connections or enough connections. I'm honestly so worried that all those moments will overshadow all the good moments I've had. And I think about that because I've seen some real like home-hitting social media post. And I'll read you one now that says, being in your 20s is fun, but let's normalize not knowing what you're doing with your life. Constantly feeling alone, living day by day, being open to so many possibilities, but stuck in one place. A lot of the comments talk about how they don't know what they're people don't know what they're doing, where they're gonna go, or just being held stuck by knowing all what's gonna happen. Just how there's so many possibilities that you can get into, and it can be so overwhelming. And I know that feeling well. You're in this like personal shutdown where I'm using up all the free time I have where I should be applying to jobs, getting connections, finding a mentor, literally anything else than procrastinating and just laying in bed feeling like I should be doing something when I'm not. And I'll spend, it feels like forever, just talking to myself in my head, telling myself to do something. But it just feels like I have too many things to do where I can't just like pick one and go. But the thing is, I know I'm more prepared than I give myself credit for. And I'm sure it's the same for you. So today I want to unpack those fears and make ourselves feel better about it. So first off, college, we always hear it's supposed to be the best years of our lives. But it's also so challenging. So much stuff happens. We go through all this fun time, fun period, learning about ourselves, going to class, not going to class, and then facing these like periods of doubt and loneliness that are so strong. I want to share another social media post that I saw that says, when the reality sinks in that you're 21 years old, sitting alone in your messy room every single weekend, no plans, no friends, no spontaneous nights out, no girls' trips, and you constantly ask yourself, where did I go wrong? Now, while college was fun, I know for me, being someone who's really never had a best friend, I've always just been in a friend group or part of teams or social organizations where we're all known as friends and we do things together, but only as that team or social group. So it was like that awkward phase of having friends, but not actually having friends. There was awkward moments where one weekend, I can be hanging out with so many people, so many friends. I'm live, laugh, loving this. But then the following weekend, I have no plans. And here comes Monday. And someone I was hanging out with the weekend before asked me, oh, what'd you do? I didn't see you out. Where were you? And it's so awkward to respond because I just didn't have plans. I had no one to go out with. When I've had someone sometimes try to say, oh, just go out by yourself. But that's something that's been really hard for me. I've done mental health counseling where they try to get me to put myself out there and try to like basically ask to be invited. But in my head, that's not how it works. I like, to me, it's just like being self-aware and not inviting yourself to things. Because even though, yes, sometimes if you would just say something like, what are you doing this weekend? Oh my gosh, that sounds fun. Can I join? It's so simple. But in some cases, it feels like doing that is making yourself this third wheel person who's showing up when you weren't invited and it's, oh, you're here type of thing. And it can just make you feel so out of place. And that's not a fun feeling. And it brings this loneliness. And there's loneliness, and then there's feeling lonely even when you're not alone. When you do have friends and you're going out and you're making all these plans, but yet being in a room filled with that, with being in a room filled with people and feeling disconnected. And that's what I found when I was going through phases where I felt so alone, is even when I found solutions and I fixed them, or what I thought fixed them by being social, being interactive, I still felt alone. So I tried to be self-aware and take what they told me with a grain of salt, basically. And it helped a little bit. Like, there were moments where I would try to initiate that weekend conversation or more Thursday night type of thing. And it did open some more doors for me. But it's also something I feel like I can't do every time, because after these few instances, if they don't keep asking you out or creating their own opportunities with you instead of you constantly asking them, it feels like you have to beg them. And I don't like that feeling. And I don't know how anyone could, but again, these are just my own feelings and phases and instances that I felt. But thankfully, college is still huge 4 years, and of course became adaptable and grew up with myself and learned to take this time as time of advantage to embrace the time I have now before we go into this whole chapter of unknown, not knowing what's going to happen. And that used to scare me. I used to even just be afraid about going to college. In high school, anytime we talked about graduation, you could look at me and I would be tearing up because I was not ready for that change. I didn't know where I wanted to go. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know what major I wanted to go into. And then COVID happened and I felt like it saved me. I didn't have to think about anything. It was just like an excuse. Everything was done. There was no more worrying about little high school grades. But then I also didn't get to go on any college visits because I waited so long that I didn't do it before COVID. But it made graduation, it made me forget about graduation. So it didn't become as scary to me. Whereas now I don't have anything like COVID to stop me. And I graduate in less than 2 months, which is so scary, not knowing what can happen. I used to think about it as like the B movie, and that scared me because in the B movie, they were given one job and they were told they were going to do that for the rest of their life. And being told that is not ideal and doesn't sound like fun to me, or I mean, to anyone I could imagine. And I'm in this work psychology well-being class where we're learning about how important job satisfaction is, because you're spending most of your time at work when you're working full-time. You're spending like 8 hours at work and then 8 hours of sleeping. And then the rest of that time, according to like a study, it was like 2 hours watching TV. It was like 1 hour with your kid. And then I don't remember what any leftover time was. I'm not doing the math right now, but it's crazy how much time you actually spend at work. Imagine if you didn't like your job. That would essentially correlate to you not liking your life. You wouldn't enjoy life. You're not enjoying work. That's half of your day. Sometimes over half, even though it shouldn't be. That's just crazy. So that's why I'm taking a real big focus on my full-time life, knowing I'm going to have way less breaks. No spring break, nothing like that to look forward to, really. I'm going to have to develop those kind of things on my own. But just making sure I can find the best job possible, which, you know, can be really hard right now and anytime, especially just graduating. It can feel like it's hard to find the right fit for you, not knowing where you can actually fit, with some jobs recommending 5 years of experience. But I've also heard that in most job cases, you can take 2 to 3 years off and still negotiate that and get the job. But it's still also scary. So for now, I'm just trying to continue to build my network, connecting with any like professionals and industries that I have been in with, or I've like actually met in person, using my time more wisely. And as for how to get out of those instances where you feel like stuck, where things are running through your mind knowing you have things to do, but you just don't want to do it. I've been like trying to train myself to listen to myself, but know how to respond. So when I'm laying in bed saying, oh, I don't want to get up, I respond to myself saying, yes, I know you don't want to get up, but you have to. And when it feels like I have so many things to do, again, responding to myself, yes, I know I have so many things to do. What can I do right now? And picking something just helps me get started right away. Instead of focusing on everything I have to do, it's one thing at a time. And then as I start going, I can actually figure out what needs to be done first and what can be waited on. Because sometimes to get a sense of accomplishment, like I did something, I'll do some deep cleaning when I didn't need to be doing that and I should have been doing something totally different. And one of my favorite things I've been doing is I take a picture frame and I put cardstock backdrop on it. Right now, mine's just plain white so I can see the colors better. But then I take a dry erase marker and just write over it because I love writing with dry erase markers. I don't know why. I don't really like making lists on paper and checking them off. I like doing it on a dry erase marker board and being able to erase it. And then something else I've also done and I really liked is I had this chalkboard where I would write sticky note tasks for myself, put all the things that I want to accomplish that day, that week, whatever it was, and get to be able to take off the sticky notes after achieving that goal. I liked it for a while, but then I got, you know, too used to it. And for a while, there were just sticky notes up on my wall on this chalkboard. So that's when I had to, you know, I knew I had to switch things up. I was getting, I don't know, almost too comfortable and too used to it, but not in this sense where I was used to accomplishing it where I should have been. But so far, the dry erase thing is working for me. I also have a dry erase to-do list, like a weekly list view, which I really like. And that seems to work for me. Maybe that can work for you. Or maybe you stick to the old checklist on a notepad or the digital version, whether you use Monday board or Tiles or the Reminders app, which I've never seen anyone use. But I feel like it really does help to take time to actually list out what you want to be doing. Because using that time, it gives you a way to assess what you want to accomplish. And then it goes into your own personal goals. And you're setting goals for yourself. And that kind of goes with back to that work performance class. We're learning what makes a good goal. A goal has to be attainable. If you didn't think you could do it, you're not going to really try. And then with that, a goal has to be difficult. If it was easy, why would you put effort into going for it when you know you don't have to? It gives you the push because it's a goal. Again, it should be attainable but difficult. And then the third point was, I don't remember how we said it in class, but basically it has to be agreed upon. You have to be able to tell yourself, I'm doing this goal, yes, type of thing. So I've been trying to rethink like my accomplishments and goals in that sense to make them more real. And then of course, with that, always having an action plan helps. So being able to spend my time more wisely, I've been back to applying for jobs, feeling way better about life after college and realizing, yes, there have been some hard, stressful times where I felt so alone, but it's nice knowing I'm not alone in that feeling. You know, it's so nice to see that on social media. There was a trend, what was it? It's on TikTok saying, like, social media isn't real, so here are things I've been going through, or whatever it was, and just being able to swipe through and be like, oh, wow, that was me too. That's me. Just being able to see people relate to yourself. That's so nice. And obviously, I don't want anyone to relate to the sadness I felt. But if you do, I hope it kind of helps to be seen. I hope this goal setting or learning to talk to yourself to get yourself unstuck can help. But if not, all it takes is you trying, because I know we can be so hard on ourselves. But it's also important to pat yourself on the back when you can, even if it's the little things you're doing, acknowledge it. But I know sometimes I can get to a point where I'm acknowledging the littlest things I do, and that's not helping me whatsoever, and I have to go back to being hard on myself. It can be a hard balance to find, but so helpful when you find it. And honestly, I've taken those experiences where I felt lonely to prepare myself for life after college, because people say that transition can be so hard. You're going from having these everyday friends, or you're going on walks together with friends, doing meetups on campus, giving class to have lunch, I don't know, stuff like that, to all, having that all be gone and having to make new friends with coworkers, new friends outside of work. We all know how hard it can be just to make friends. I see, like, I'm trying to move out of state, so I'm in all these Facebook groups where girls will say they're looking for roommates, or a lot of the posts are just people looking for friends. And I've done that before, kind of in a way here my freshman year, I want to say. Yeah, I was looking for a roommate to live in an on-campus apartment with me for my sophomore year of college. And I ended up going on 7 lunch dates with these girls, just like getting to know them. Or there's also 4-person apartments here, or 8-person. So I was having like lunch with groups of girls, just one-on-one lunches. And I find it so funny. I was just going through like my Instagram DMs the other day. I was looking for something. I don't remember what. I ended up just going through this rabbit hole, scrolling like deep down into my DMs, making myself laugh so hard and cringe. But I found some conversations where I'm literally like setting up these lunches with girls and talking about, oh, it was so great to meet you. And almost all of those lunches didn't lead to anything. We didn't like talk afterwards, or we didn't talk after thanking each other for our time and anything like that. Or it was just meaningless conversations like, oh, it was so nice to meet you. We should definitely hang out. At that point, we both know that's not happening. I did end up making my next friend group from one of those lunches. We ended up not being able to move in together just because as sophomores, it was hard to get first pick. So I ended up just doing the randomized roommate, but I got into the apartment building I wanted. But it kind of goes back to what I was saying before with the mental health counseling, how you just need to put yourself out there. So if you have yet to graduate college, good luck and don't worry. As we can see on social media, everyone's going through these feelings and phases, and it's just something you have to go through. And then we still have the rest of our 20s ahead of us to work this great full-time work that we can't wait to look forward to. Just remember to always think about your happiness as you're going into your job making decisions, just because your work ends up becoming your life. Whether you want it to be or not, it takes up the majority of your time. So don't use that time to be unhappy. Hello again. Thanks for listening in to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, I would love if you could take a quick second to share this with anyone you think should listen in. Also, don't forget to follow our Instagram at yourself.bybby. It really means the world to me to know you're listening in. I'll be back next week with a new episode for you. I'm glad you could make it.